All right, stop. This is Alejo.
Hey Alejo, it's CJ. How are
Hey, CJ. I thought you forgot about me. I haven't heard you from you in like a
I
month.
know, right? Been
Yeah,
busy
you got
taking
other people.
calls.
Yeah, but you got other people calling me. And they don't know. And then somebody's being given out my number. One of you. I'm not
That's
saying one of
so
you guys, but
weird.
somebody.
Yeah, I'm worried that it might be somebody on the ass team because we definitely don't give out your number.
Customers are texting me, "Hey, can I get this install done sooner?" I'm like, "Who's this?" "Oh, I got your number from the from your call center." I'm like, "What?"
What? That is so
Yeah, like,
illegal, it's not even funny. Like, I'm starting to wonder if we should just change your name number at this point.
right. Good thing is I have my personal and I got my work phone, so that's a good thing. At least they're giving out my work phone.
Right, that's the important part. But still, they shouldn't be
Yeah.
reaching out to you like that.
I thought it was funny.
So,
I told Emily, I was like, when CJ calls me, I'm gonna mess with her. I'm gonna be like, "Are you giving out my number away?" Nah, I'm just playing with you.
know, I get it. So,
So
I have a customer on the other line. His name is Evan. I can't really pronounce his name. It's Evan. Weiner, I guess it is. Weiner, Weiner, I don't know.
Wiener? Yeah.
It also says Savit for his Gmail account, so I don't know.
Okay.
Either way, he is supposed to have the microtrenching done on Thursday, and his appointment is on Friday, and he wants to be present for the microtrenching for the drop cable. Do we know approximately what time I could tell him to expect the microtrenching for the drop cable on Thursday?
You said, when is the install going on?
Friday at 10 a.m.
This Friday coming up?
Yeah. And then he was
So,
told that micro trenching should be done on Thursday. I don't know who told him that, but
do you know the address to that?
yes, 34 Star Drive.
No, I couldn't.
Rhinebeck.
34. Honestly, I don't know who told him that at all. Because
I
typically
don't
the
know
way we do
either.
it is, when we go out there and it's a dropberry, we lay a temp line and because we have to call UDig,
Yeah,
and
exactly.
then they have to mark everything out for us. Do you have me on Teams? Can you talk to me on Teams? Right, you can, right?
I don't think I have you on Teams.
Okay, well, write me an email with the address,
Yeah.
and
And I'll
because
provide
right
you
now
all the
I'm
customer information too.
I'm gonna go check it out. Unless I don't know who would have told him that, unless it was Matt, our marketing guy.
Yeah, it could have been. I don't know. I've had a lot
But
of
if you just
people say that Matt Gillis has been giving out like information and that we don't
I
know.
know, trust me, trust me, I'm the same way. I know. That's why you noticed the first name that came into my mind was Matt.
Yeah.
Send me an email and can you call me back? I wanna say someone Sargent is looking at another thing. Can you call me back by 3?
Yeah, I could call you around 3.
Yeah, and I can give you the more details. Let me do this one and then I head to yours.
All right, perfect. Thank you so much, Alejo. I really appreciate it.
No problem. No problem, CJ.
All right.
All right.
All right,
Bye.
bye.